I don't know why that does that way sometimes, but it just works that way.
They just didn't have any this time.
Do you,
She had a lot in the freezer, you know, that she picked out and put in there, but she uses hers all through the year and makes pies.
Yeah, well, a lot of people use them in Christmas time and making Christmas stuff, you know.
Well, when Christmas comes, she didn't have too many. She didn't have none to
use
for Christmas. She just out.
What about, what are some of the vegetables that you might grow in a garden?
Oh, you grow turnips and turnip greens and collards and cabbage and beans and tomatoes and peas and...
Did you ever grow any okra?
Okra and radishes and...
Onions, you ever
grow? Onions and everything.
What kind of potatoes did you grow?
We grew sweet potatoes and nice potatoes both.
Hmm. What kind of onions?
Well, we used about the Bermuda plants and raised the Bermudas.
Mm-hmm. Then you say you raised some okra too.
Right? Oh yeah, we always raised okra.
Mm-hmm.
Okra
about,
is just delicious. Okra is so good.
We got some pickled okra right now that I like a lot.
Well, I like pickled okra too. I never did eat none until I went to my sister's at Gunnersville, and she had a quart. I ate some of it, and it was real good.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. What about when an apple dries out and the seed kind of, I mean, not the seed, when an apple sits up and dries out, it gets kind of wrinkly, you say it's all what?
It's all dried up.
Okay, you ever heard anybody say shrivel or shriveled
up? Yeah, I've heard people say shriveled up. I guess sometimes I've said that, shriveled up.
Did you ever raise any cabbage?
Oh, yes. We always raise cabbage. Made kraut?
Yeah, now that's good stuff.
Oh, Lord, I know.
I love
And they won't give me no kraut here. They give everybody else kraut.
Right. Why, because of the ulcer, you reckon?
Yeah, that's on account of
I guess kraut's kind of got a lot of acid in it. Yeah.
And I don't get no tomato soup or nothing like that.
Got it. Yeah, my wife was cooking some kraut the other day, and I didn't think I was going to be able to wait till she got it cooked on the table. It smells so good when it's cooked.
I know it.
What about green beans when you used to pick them and you'd have to come in and sit down, you maybe put a paper in your lap or something and do what to them before?
Break them, strain them and break them.
Okay.
I always can lots of beans.
Yeah, that seems like you always have a lot of green or a lot of strained beans no matter whether the rest of the vegetables turn out good or not.
I know.
You ever grow any butter beans?
Yes, sir. I always grew butter beans. I always had lots of those.
Okay. Lettuce? What do you call a piece of lettuce, a thing of lettuce?
Head.
Okay. You'd say you have two whats of lettuce.
Two heads of lettuce.
Right. What about on corn, the stuff that you have to strip off to...
Shucks. That's the shucks.
And on the top of a corn stalk, a little thing that waves kind of in the breeze.
That's a tarsal.
All right. And on the ear, inside the shuck, is this long... stringy stuff.
Silks.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try, you can't get all of them off.
Can't get them all off.
That's right.
I always say when I go to pick corn, I say, well, the one needs most corn, get the most silk.
That's right. That's right. What about a yellow thing that looks kind of like a gourd that you can cook
in? A squash.
Okay. I bet you raise some of them, too.
Yeah, I raise squash, but I can't eat them stewed. I think give them to me in here. I just can't eat them. I have to send them back every time. I just can't eat stewed squash.
You know,
they don't ever give me none fried. I can eat them sort of fried with onions with them.
Most places like this don't spice food. They don't season them enough, anyway. Mm-hmm. What kind of melons did you grow?
We grew mush melons and watermelons.
You ever grow any cantaloupe?
Yeah, cantaloupes and mush melons. We grew both of them.
What's the difference between a cantaloupe and a
melon? Well, a cantaloupe and a mushmelon grows larger, and they have these ridges, you know, the slices, you know, on the outside.
Aren't they softer than a, don't they bruise easier or something?
Yeah, I guess they do. And the cantaloupes, they're usually always round and smooth.